and a few other things. While I was still doing hair, doing the female lead, one of the girls in the chorus said, "Mabel, see, girl, you on Broadway. You got your Equity Union card. You in the theater. You need to start going up for things." She said, "They're having auditions for this new black Broadway show, and every black girl across the country already done auditioned for it. I auditioned for it last week myself, but I don't know who they want for the part yet." She said that the character is from way down in the deep south, and she orphaned, she illiterate, and she a Gamaskin. That means she worked for people. She said, "Mabel." She said, "Now the child is country. Do you think you could handle that?" Back in a minute.
Gentlemen, can you hear me? My name is Joe Franklin. Thank you. I'm going to tell you in a second, is the lady amazing?
Yeah.
Avery Fisher Hall will never be the same. She'll be back right after the intermission. I just want to, I've got something to tell you, something free, something on the house. I'll tell you in about a second. I just want to say that she was just talking backstage me about hair. And she says she read in some column, in Marvin Kittman's column, that I wear a toupee. So I told her she could pull it and find it's not a toupee. But I did tell her one of my favorite slogans. If you're bald in the front, that means you're a thinker. If you're bald in the back, that means you're a lover. If you're bald in the front and the back, that means you think you're a lover. Thank you. And I just want to give you one little slogan that applies to Miss Moore. It's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. She's a nice lady. And my first toast for New Year's Eve is to our wives and sweethearts. May they never meet. Thank you, and God bless you.